treasure. Fuck World Trade.
Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. This is episode 71. I think it's 71 anyway. I could check, but you're giving me a little bit too much credit of how much work I'm willing to do to fucking put this out. But I'm taking notes. You know, I can't just, you know, usually just take notes on a fucking notebook. I started a brand new one. Brand new notebook, you know. I'm fucking old school, and I'm talking, you know, for you kids out there, I'm fucking talking like actual, like, pen and paper fucking notebooks, like a fucking caveman, like the fucking old fuck I am. And yeah, this is the third volume in the hard copy for the ages, you know, fucking, you know, fucking once the, you know, revolution comes, like, fucking, we're not going to have any electricity, so, you know, you want the hard copy for future generations to look at, so. So it's important, you know, you got to write down the important shit on physical media. Yeah, so it's a brand new one. I don't know, fucking, I don't know how long or short this is going to be. Again, I'm usually fucking taking notes on fucking, you know, certain size paper, and this is different size, so might be a longer episode, might be a shorter episode, and I might just say fuck it and just cut it all off and fuck you. I might just end it now, you know, who knows? Who knows what I'm going to do? I don't know, I'm fucking wild card. Yeah, so as far as the notebooks go, though, I'm thinking, you know, maybe I'll auction them off, you know, if anybody's interested. They're collector's items, Grunt Free Press collector's items. But wouldn't you like a piece of history for yourself? Nobody cares. All right, that's fair enough. Whatever. Fucking, it's boring. How about speaking of boring? How about a fucking little para? We call this banter in the industry. Before I get into the video games, just fucking, yeah, fucking shitty day I had fucking yesterday. Pretty good. I mean, nothing fucking catastrophic happened or anything like that. Fucking just, it was just one of those fucking, like, nice little series of fuck ups, and mostly on my part. You know, it's just the type of day, like, what the fuck is going on? Just fucking one of my fucking retard, just fucking over and over, just typical. It just fucking, you know, just fucking just kept going, though. I mean, if it starts off, I fucking slept through my fucking alarm, fucking, you know, trying to get to work, and I set it so I'm fucking just, I mean, if I get up, I'm like, pretty comfortably, just fucking take a shower, like, whatever, fucking head off, I'll make it there, you know, grab a coffee, I'll make it there fine, but I fucking get up, fucking sleep, completely fucking sleep through it, fucking get up, and fucking, I'm like, I can still make it if I, like, really bust my ass, you know, flying out, fucking 2 second fucking shower, just fucking fly, you know, jump in my fucking car, fly out of my fucking driveway. And I realize I just threw all my shit in my pockets, and I'm like, fuck, I don't have my fucking headphones. Left them in the house, so I need those. I don't want to listen to anybody fucking at work or the shitty music they play. So I'm like, it's going to be a fucking miserable night. So I'm like, fuck it, dude, you got to fucking run back in. Rush back inside, fucking rush back into the car, and, you know, as I'm getting in, I'm like, fuck, my fucking headlight's out on my fucking car. I'm like, fuck, Jesus. So I'm fucking sitting there fucking beating the shit out of the fucking headlight until it comes back on, because that's my, mechanical knowledge. It's fucking, hey, it worked, you know? Fuck, I'm like, fuck, I can't drive, you know, again, it's nighttime, I work at night, so, bash my fucking headlight, comes back on. I'm like, alright, that's okay, fine. Fucking just, because I circled around, you know what I mean? So you have like a circular driveway, so I'm circling around, going like the other way than I usually do. So I had to fucking pull up to the house. I'm like, fuck, dude. You know, I'm just going like a different way, you know, than I usually do. So I'm usually fucking, you know, half asleep, like whatever, not even thinking about it. So I'm fucking, like, you know, I'm rushing, fucking getting the fuck out of the. Get going, you know, and I fucking just hear, like, scraping. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I'm like, great. Then I'm like, thinking as I'm driving, I'm like, the hell is that scraping sound? I'm like, fuck. And it ends up, I fucking, like, scraped up against the fucking, like, stone bird feeder, like, with the entire length of my car. So I get a nice fucking white scrape all the way down, nice scratch, thick fucking white fucking line. I'm like, oh, this is fucking awesome, you know what I mean? Yeah, nice, and then, then you get the usual bullshit when you're fucking rushing. I'm, you know, constantly stuck behind retards going, like, 10 miles an hour. It's just like, dude, come the fuck on, like, I can still make it, you know what I mean, if I can go, like, fucking normal speed, a little bit over the fucking speed limit, and you fucking assholes are fucking, like, I don't know if they're fucking, like, drunk, or they're old, or what, but they're just fucking, like, fucking, you know, 10 miles an hour, fucking, like, just like, dude, I can get the fuck out of my way. You know, I stop at, get a coffee at fucking Dunkin' Donuts, and usually it's like, dude, that's a fucking crapshoot. It can be, you know, I mean, they fucking know me, and they'll just fucking, like, as soon as I pull in, they're like, yeah, just come up, whatever, and they'll fucking give me my fucking coffees and shit, but get there, and so I can, like, there's fucking, nobody there. I think it was just me. I can fucking fly right in, fly right out. But of course, this is the day they fucking, decided to be, like, friendly and shit, and fucking, like, asking me, like, all these questions, and just fucking, like, trying to make jokes. I'm like, dude, I just need to get the fuck out of here. So whatever, fucking fine. I get there, get to fucking work, and the way it is at my fucking job, I get like the time clock's like electronic. It's all computerized, so if you're late at all, like a minute late, that doesn't matter. If you're fucking a minute late or fucking, like, 5 hours late, you fucking late. That's it. I mean, it's like there's a strike against you, fucking just being late. And I can't like make an excuse. I'm just fucking like, I slept through my alarm, like, whatever. It's just fucking, it's all just goes on, like, whatever. It's all just gets in my little file, which I'm sure is fucking long for other things, but, I can't make any fucking excuses or that bullshit. So I'm fucking like, I get to the clock. I'm like, fuck, I'm pretty sure I'm late, but fucking, just fucking power walk up to the fucking clock. I'm like, nice, it's fucking just on time. I can get it. And, you get a fucking scan your fucking badge in or whatever to get it to clock in. It's fucking, as soon as I get my badge near where I get to scan it, fucking up, the time fucking clicks over to, like, the next minute. So it's like, fuck, I'm great. No, I'm just late by, like, literally a fucking second. That's awesome. Yeah, fucking just fucking incredible. But I'm like, all right, whatever, dude, fuck it. Do my shitty garbage job, and I fucking go out fucking, I'm on my lunch break, usually just go out and fucking sleep in my car. And I'm being, just being antisocial like usual on fucking my lunch break or whatever. Do the same shit, and I get my alarm set on my fucking phone. So fucking do that, go to the car, fucking sleep, and like usual, and fucking, fucking alarm goes off, I'm just fucking, I sleep right the fuck through it. So again, we're working at night, fucking, the store is closed I work at, so it's fucking like, at a certain time, they gotta lock the doors, so fucking locked out of the fucking building, can't get in, fucking, I get a call, and fucking hope somebody hears the phone to pick it up, and just, fucking just ended up fucking locked out. A good, like, 20 minutes or so, just fucking out in the fucking cold, just fucking constantly fucking ringing, hearing the fucking ringing in my ears. I'm trying to fucking call, hoping somebody fucking picks up and hears it. And, yeah, and of course, it was fucking the first, like, really cold day of the year. It was fucking, like, snowing, and, first, like, snow we get, and just, fucking knew it. Finally get in, like, 20 minutes later, and I'm fucking like, whatever, fuck it, just, who cares, fucking work. And then I'm like, shit, like, fucking 20 minutes of that, I'm like, fuck, I forgot to, like, punch back in from fucking lunch. So, a good, like, 20 minutes of fucking work and not getting paid. So that was fun, too. I'm just, then fucking, I'm like, alright, whatever, fucking, yeah. So, then I'm leaving, whatever, finally fucking, day's over, and fucking, going home, like, whatever, shitty day, who cares. My fucking, it was my Friday, fucking, yesterday, and hey, my fucking tire's flat, too. And then, I'm looking, I'm like, I got a slow leak, but fucking, I'm like, it's getting even worse, you know what I mean? It's been, like, fucking, like, a week, and it's just fucking, like, completely flat. And so I'm like, all right, whatever, dude, fucking just go out the stop and fucking put air in it, fucking smack my headlight again, fucking, because it's out again, fucking go on my way with my scrape, fucking giant scrape down my car, the new one, new fucking racing stripe, I guess. And, so fucking I was stopping at a gas station to fucking inflate it, and just fucking, as I'm fucking, like, crouching down to do it, I'm like, fucking, step in something, I'm looking, like, fuck, dude, I just stepped in a fucking bloody tampon, just fucking laying on the fucking ground. That's cool. I mean, how that happens, I don't know. Like, I don't know the fucking, the logistics of fucking how a bloody fucking tampon that just gets, like, out in the open there. But it's actually not my fucking first running with that shit. I'm just fucking, like, I'm walking and just fucking, like, I was fucking bloody tampon on the fucking, on the ground, like, out in the fucking middle of nowhere, like, on a sidewalk or, like, whatever. Just, like, dude, like, I don't know. It's fucking just, like, dude, it's fucking, oh, man, it's fucking shitty. Fucking, I got fucking period blood all fucking over my shoe, and just, like, dude, it's fucking, if anybody's still wondering why we can't have a fucking, female president. There you go. There's fucking bunch of fucking uncivilized fucking animals that can't coexist with fucking decent society. That's why. But anyway, let's jump into some games, motherfuckers. I'm sorry, I was fucking pretty longer than I thought. Rant about fucking garbage that happened to me. I realize it's boring, but it's what we call it's how we warm up. We call it banter in the podcasting industry. Before you know, it warms me up. It warms you up. You know, my fucking warm you up to my personality and my smooth speech pattern. Talk about games, motherfuckers. Yeah, how about that NES Mini, huh? The Mini or fucking Classic, whatever the fuck they call it. I don't care about it personally. I mean, I don't know why people are fucking flipping their shit over it. But just like, oh, it's like a little Nintendo, a little NES that fucking plays the old fucking games, and I don't get it. I mean, you just fucking buy a real fucking NES for the same price as that thing. I think it's like $60. Like, hey, you just go on fucking like Amazon, you know, get a fucking real NES for like $50 or whatever, or fucking eBay or somewhere. So it's like, but you'd have to fucking buy games for it or like whatever. I think, I know this is like, I'm like, oh, it's like the new one, the NES Mini is, oh, it's HDMI. Oh my God, it's fucking, dude, I have fucking HDMI in my fucking NES. You buy like a, if you need that, you buy a little converter box, fucking, I think it's like an RCA to HDMI converter or something like that. I use that for like all my old fucking systems. It hooks right up and just like real easy. I think it was like $5 or something. It's fucking like real cheap. It's like, oh my God, this is HDMI though. It's like, oh, you can do that anyway. And, yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah. I mean, again, there's some downsides to buying the real one, I guess, but fucking just, You have to fucking buy games for it. You know what I mean? It's not fucking, oh, it's not pre-installed, but it's also not like you can buy what you want. I mean, whatever you want. You're not fucking locked down to, it's like 30 games or whatever in the mini. I mean, you're not locked down to that, the pre-installed shit. So, yeah, I mean, whatever. Fucking say you play those 30 games and like whatever, and you play them to death. It's like, then what? Or, I don't know. So, I don't know, fucking, just again, just another Nintendo thing that's useless to me. I mean, I have all the real shit and fucking, or, you know, there's these things called emulators or something. I mean, you can get a hold of that and fucking play all those games and whatever, pretty conveniently and on your fucking whatever computer, phone. Fucking, you can do it on like fucking like Xbox One or some bullshit. I think they have fucking like whatever, they fucking have that, some kind of workaround way to do it on there. I don't know, but or fucking whatever. If you have a Wii or fucking Wii U or whatever the fuck, I don't know. Fucking, I think that they're handheld shit too. I mean, the virtual console games. I mean, you can do that. I mean. Then it's fucking all the Classic or the NES Mini or whatever. The shit's all like sold out and people are flipping their shit and fucking, you know, paying like whatever, $500,000 on fucking eBay for the fucking thing or like whatever. They're waiting and, you know, I don't know. I don't see the point, again, me personally, but I mean, if that means fucking, you know, if people are interested, they're actually buying it and not just fucking like scooping them up to sell them on fucking eBay, and people are actually like playing them. And again, hopefully not just fucking, you know, 30, 40 year old fucking memberberry piece of shits fucking, you know, scooping them up. If there's actually like younger kids or kid, you know, people who hadn't been exposed to that before. Yeah, you know, if that means more people are playing like fucking Mega Man 2 and like Contra, I mean, I'm all for it. Even though I'm fucking looking at the list of games, they put fucking Super C on there instead of the original Contra. I mean, I don't know about that. Whatever. I mean, fucking, if more people are introduced to like the classic games, I mean, it's not all that bad. I'm not gonna fucking bitch about that. I'm just saying, me personally, I'm just like, everyone's like, oh my God, the fucking, look at this. This isn't the NES Mini. Okay. like that, like, has like zero functionality for me. It'd just be another fucking box sitting below my fucking TV. Yeah, I know. Again, I just have that suspicion that a lot of that fucking hype and shit is, you know, people just buying it and fucking reselling on fucking eBay, but whatever. Again, if you're fucking, haven't fucking been exposed to those fucking games for whatever reason at this point, again, you're young or whatever, well, number one, hope you listen to this fucking show. But, again, fucking, you have no other way to play the games for whatever reason. I don't know. I don't see the point again, but whatever. Fucking knock yourself out, I guess. Then I get my fucking retro fix by playing the some Mega Man games, because, I don't know, fucking randomly it did. They had that urge to play fucking Mega Man. I was out of playing the Mega Man Legacy Collection on Steam, fucking PC, whatever, like a normal person, instead of fucking, like, it's like, dude, I have fucking a couple. I know I have fucking two, Mega Man 2 and, like, 3 or 4. On NES, again, it's like, hey, I have all the hardware, and it's just like, oh, I could just flip the switch and fucking start playing on fucking NES and shit, but, like, hey, look, this fucking digital shit's, like, a hell of a lot easier, you know what I mean, and, like, cleaner, and just, like, whatever, and, the Mega Man Legacy Collection on fucking PC, on fucking Steam, I think I mentioned how that's probably like when I bought it. It was like fucking like the third or the fourth fucking time I bought these fucking games. I mean, including like bought them originally when I was a fucking kid, like the real fucking cartridges or fucking whatever. I know I had a few of them rented, most of them anyway. Then I fucking whatever when I rebought all my fucking shit when I was an adult. Like, rebought the fucking NES. I bought all the fucking cartridges, and I fucking probably bought you know, they put out fucking those collections before on, like, GameCube and fucking, like, Xbox and shit, and fucking I bought them then, and then fucking, like, who knows, probably three or four times for most of them. But this collection here, the Mega Man collection, is just, the Legacy Collection, they call it, it's just Mega Man 1 through 6, just, the NES ones. There's no fucking, no Mega Man X's, none of that, no Legends, anything like that, just, none of the new ones, no, not fucking, like, 9 or 10, the ones that came out, like, last gen or whatever, those aren't there, or those fucking, the shitty fucking PlayStation RPGs, the Legends or whatever, just the fucking, the classic NES games, and just, some extras on there, artwork. It's a, challenge mode where you're just going through just fucking, like, speed running or whatever, just fucking little, it's almost like they remix, like, some of the levels or whatever. But, I do like fucking, I do like my Mega Man, and just, those NES ones, I mean, those are my fucking favorite ones anyway. I wasn't a big fan of fucking X. I get kind of like, it's a little too anime, a little too fucking, like, complicated, I think, and the fucking controls are just, like, whatever, and just fucking still the same basic formula, but fucking, I just didn't like them, fucking, the wall fucking bouncing, and just, like, all this shit, just fucking, like, even, like, I was playing, like, 3, I'm like, sliding, I don't know, fucking purist, like, fucking Mega Man 1 and 2 purist, but, I'm doing it, fucking, but what the good thing is, too, about the having them, in the collection is you can, save, like a regular person, just fucking like, I'm done for the day, and just fucking like save and walk away. I'm not fucking like save scumming like a fucking, giant pussy or anything like that. I'm just, I'm doing it fucking pure, you know what I mean? Almost pure fucking run. Well, pretty much. I mean, if I fucking die and I die fucking, go back to fucking checkpoint, so like whatever, or if I run out of lives, I fucking restart the stage, or just like whatever, you know what I mean? I'm not fucking like, I made it to like, the boss, the boss room or whatever, fucking save it and just keep playing it till till I beat it. It's just like, I fucking just like, where the game would normally be like, password or like whatever, just fucking, at the start of the stage, I'll save it. I'm not fucking, I gotta make a jump, save, I missed it, load, I felt, save's coming, pieces of shit. I don't do that garbage. Play it pure like a fucking man. But, I mean, just fucking, it even shows you this, though. It's the same games, it's all like emulated and shit. I always remember the fucking, the password system the Mega Man games had, and those were always kind of a fucking pain in the ass. Not as bad as like fucking like Metroid or anything like that, or the original fucking Metal Gear. I mean, there's not like fucking like 50 characters, and you can't tell like what's fucking, what's a lowercase, you know, what's a fucking lowercase L or whatever, and what's a fucking, you know, uppercase I, you know, they all look the same, or fucking, you know, a zero, or a fucking uppercase O, you know, it's fucking like, sometimes they don't even fucking, it's like, ah, oh, this like, a little bit square around the edges, it's a fucking like zero or an O, and it's just like, what, it's like, I can't even fucking like see that, like, it just looks exactly the same, and in those cases, I developed my own fucking systems to write those down, over the years. But my system, if you want to know, I mean, it's important shit. I'm sharing all pro tips is what we're all about. I'll underline the fucking, you know, the uppercase letters. So, if, you know, and, so, you know, fucking, if it's, an L, like a fucking whatever, like a lowercase L, I'll put, you know, as I write it down, I just put, you know, put a line, just a fucking lowercase L, and I'll fucking put a little, oh wait, if it was a lowercase L, I wouldn't, but if it was an uppercase I, you know, I'd put like whatever, an uppercase I, if, whatever. Anyway, uppercase letters, I underline them just to, you know, to make sure. And if, you know, the ones I'm not sure about, if I'm fucking like, I don't know if this is an O or a zero, I'll put a fucking like little question mark next to it. So, yeah, I have my system for that bullshit too, but it's still a fucking nightmare. Like any way you look at it. But the way Mega Man does it, they had like a fucking, a checkerboard with, letters on, you know, like a grid, and there's letters on one side and numbers on the other, and they have blue or red dots inside the squares, and that's pretty easy. It's not too bad, as far as the password systems go, but my easy solution for that, you know, unless you have fucking blue and red fucking crayons lying around to fucking, you know, take them down, or like blue and red pen or whatever, which I always do anyway, but, you know, that's why I write down my notes for the show. You know, it's all this blue and red crayon, you know? So, you know, sure you don't want to buy these old notebooks, you know, fucking, $100 I'll start the bid at, anything over $1,000 I'll sign them before I send them out to you. I'll sign them in my cum, of course. But, so my, you know, my system for fucking the password for Mega Man, you know, the red and blue dots, whatever, what I do is fucking, you know, I'd write blue, or I'd write B, and then, you know, in the square where there'd be a blue one, and R where there was the red ones, cause, you know, I thought I was a fucking, like, 5-year-old genius, like, I figured this out, you know, like, what am I gonna do with these colors, and fucking, like, you know. So that was my solution, B for, you know, B for blue and R for red, and just fucking, you know, draw out the grid. You know, this is a pretty smart kid, if I do say so myself, and it's all been downhill from there. Yeah, so the last time I fucking remember playing these fucking games, again, was on, you know, the GameCube or whatever, that collection, and, you know, I always have the fucking grand idea of fucking, oh, I'll play them fucking straight through in fucking order, you know what I mean? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and like whatever. The GameCube one again, I think, had like 7 and 8 and fucking like whatever. A couple of the X's, I believe. I mean that's like feasible. It's a feasible thing to do. I mean, they're not fucking like long. I mean, maybe like 2 hours a piece or so, roughly, depending. It all depends. Like, again, I've played most of them fucking multiple times through, so. You know, just depends, fucking, you know, how fast you can get through them. But, you know, the fucking, you know, the first game there, Mega Man 1, that has a reputation for fucking, you know, reputation for being fucking really difficult, and I'm playing through, I'm like, yeah, this isn't, not easy, but, I think about before, again, playing on the GameCube back then, I fucking gave up on it, you know, I couldn't fucking, like, do it for whatever I got fucking stuck on, and, you know, this time I fucking finally did it. I fucking finally, I doubt I fucking played the original one fucking on a NES or whatever, but, it was fucking, like, a rare game or some shit, and I doubt my fucking local fucking place had it, but, yeah, I beat it though. If I fucking went through, I'm like, fuck, I beat the first fucking Mega Man, and So that was really cool. I mean, just something to fucking check off in my gamer cred fucking resume, I guess. It's not really not that hard. It's just fucking like whatever. A couple parts are rough. The normal stages in the first one, just fucking going through the boss stages, actually pretty fucking easy. I think I blew right fucking through them. I mean, no problem. So I was thinking, you know, my fucking mad skills I got, you know, with a Z. I'm like, yeah, you know, they fucking finally kicked in, you know what I mean? I'm fucking good to go. And then you get to the fucking, you know, you get to the second half of the game after you beat, like, whatever, six or eight fucking bosses or whatever. Pretty sure there's only six in that one. Maybe eight, I don't know, fucking, don't quote me on that, but once you beat them, you know, you go to the second half of the game, the fucking Wily's Castle, and you're fighting all the bosses again, and fucking, you know, the stages there, like, the stages themselves are fucking, those are fucking hard as balls. I mean, I was starting to have my doubts. I'm like, fucking, like, oh, yeah, I blew through this fucking, you know, first half, whatever, dude, and fuck this game, and then, like, fucking, yeah, and then as soon as I hit that, like, the second half, I'm like, dude, fuck, you know, fucking, you know, doubting myself, and just, one boss in fucking particular is fucking kicking my ass, and it's fairly fucking famous one, I think, is fucking always the one you see, like, the screenshots of, is fucking, like, on YouTube, like, oh, top 10 hardest NES games, and fucking, like, whatever, that fucking clickbait fucking garbage, or, like, whatever. I think people have seen that shit before anyway. Fucking, you know, the big fucking one-eyed fucking orange monster thing that fucking, you know, breaks into fucking blocks and shit, and fucking the blocks fly across the screen, you know, left and right, and you pretty much have to fucking, the first time through anyway, you have to absolutely fucking, like, memorize of just fucking, you know, the pattern of just fucking, you know, of where, you know, lower high, where the fucking, the blocks are coming, and just, if you try to, you know, try to do it by, like, twitch, like reflex or whatever, is fucking really hard. So yeah, it's pretty much just to memorize this pattern, and fucking you're making like these pixel perfect fucking, like, perfectly fucking, like, paced jumps you gotta fucking make to get over them and not get hit, and fucking, or if you get hit like once or twice, it's like you get fucked up like really bad. Takes a lot of health. And the controls on that first game is fucking playing, I'm like, these seem kind of like slippery. I'm fucking like almost like you're on like ice, you know. As you're playing, like, he fucking slides a lot and shit, and just, like, at first I was, like, kind of pissed. I'm fucking, like, thinking, like, God, I remember fucking Mega Man being, like, really controlling fucking, like, real tight, and just, I thought, like, the game was fucked up, like, fucking, you know, something wrong with the fucking PC port or some shit, or just, you know, or like, controller support, you know what I mean? I would've been pissed, like, dude, how the fuck do you fuck up this fucking Mega Man collection, you know what I mean, of NES games? How do you fuck that up on fucking PC? But as you play a little bit, you know, you get fucking used to it, and start, seems fine. I just think that's how the fucking that first game controls, I guess. You know, you have to fucking, like, use a lot of momentum and shit. Like, I think I died the fucking most at this one part. It's a pretty simple fucking part. Like, you look at it, you're like, oh, yeah, it's fucking real easy. It would be easy if, like, in Mega Man 2 or something, you'd fucking, like, do it, and, like, you know, no problem. But, it's just this one fucking part. You're jumping from a moving platform over spikes, and, yeah, it was like the platform, like, fucking, like, what hits a point, fucking, it'll fold over and drop you off into the spike, so you just gotta, like, time it and jump onto, like, a block, then, like, you do, like, another thing on, you know, same thing on the other side. But it's pretty simple, but, it's just one of those deals where it's fucking, like, you're sitting on that little block, and, like, if you don't, like, get to, like, the exact speed to fucking, like, make the jump, it's just fucking, like, you know, it's just fucking, it's not just, like, getting, like, pixel perfect. It's like pixel perfect plus fucking, you need, like, the momentum you get to build up on this one little fucking block you can barely fucking fit on. It's fucking just like, dude, it's like, it's just like another thing. It's just, again, it just felt a little bit slippery. It's just, yeah, it's just fucking like, I'm like, I don't know, but these controls, like, fucking, it's just kind of like, again, you get used to it, but it's fucking like, I just don't remember it feeling like that. But then they started a fucking Mega Man 2, and just, I mean, that feels like exactly like you'd expect it to. Just that first one controls like that, I guess. It's kind of like slippery and shit, but Yeah, but the first game there, yeah, it's tough, but it's not fucking ridiculous. I mean, fucking all the games, all the Mega Man games, kind of. I mean, fucking, you know, they can't. I remember them being fucking like really fucking hard, and I'd have fucking trouble with it, fucking, you know, when I was young and shit. But just they kind of remind me of wait for it. I mean, dare I say it? Fuck, you know, they're kind of like fucking like Dark Souls. You know what I mean? Just fucking like, oh, these, you know, when you first go in, when you're first playing the fucking levels, they seem like really fucking long and just like impossible and shit. Your first time through, you know what I mean? It's, you know, a lot of fucking like instant death traps and just like you don't know how to fucking deal with some of the enemies and shit and just. But you know, as you play, you fucking inch your way further through, and just fucking like, all right, you get to this point, and fucking like, oh, I gotta go through that shit again first, and like fucking after a few times of that, it's just fucking like, all right, you know, this is fucking, I'm just doing this like muscle memory. It's just kind of like it becomes to be like fucking like annoyance almost. Just fucking like, I just gotta go through whatever, the boss killed me, I gotta go through the entire level again, and it's fucking just like you're thinking about the boss, and it's just fucking just like, you know, muscle fucking memory, just fucking going through the fucking stage, even to the entire stage to get to the fucking boss, you know what I mean? You're almost on like autopilot through it, and, you know, plays right through a fucking couple minutes and fucking just like whatever, dude. Just, I mean, that's fucking most NES games, like honestly, it's just fucking just, you know, it's all just like pattern recognition and just like timing, and just fucking like once you get it down, it's fucking just, that's pretty easy, like whatever. So, Mega Man 2, I mean, I've gone through fucking Mega Man 2, like most people, I think. I've done it like a fucking dozen times or so. Just pretty much that, almost the entire game, just fucking like ingrained, just fucking like reflex memories, fucking as soon as I start playing, I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I see like whatever. Just fucking, you see like the obstacle or like the jump or something that you fucking might have died a couple times at, just kind of like triggers your memories. Like, oh yeah, of course, yeah, okay, just gotta remember this, and, you know, and then probably looking at the bosses, like, I know most of them, like, what order to go in, fucking Metal Man, fucking Wood Man, Air Man, Bubble Man, and, you know, Heat Man, and, I don't know, whatever the fuck, the other ones, I always get mixed up after that. I mean, he's fucking, I know you need fucking, I think it's Flash Man's fucking freeze thing to get through, get past that bullshit on Quick Man stage, or at least get like some good garbage on the way down, or without fucking doing it like perfectly, makes it a lot easier. Then the Wily stages aren't very hard either, except fucking, one bullshit fucking boss, you need, it's a pretty shitty fucking boss. It's just fucking like a wall, like a, I don't know, fucking like little like turrets that shoot fucking like pellets at you or whatever, and it's fucking, but to kill them you need like the crash bombs, and I never figured out how to fucking beat that one, and like without fucking, like, you know, without dying, like fucking, you just need more fucking bombs, and even if your fucking shit's full, it's just fucking like, oh, you get the walls down and shit, and just like the walls will fucking, I think it like carries over to like the next life or whatever, but it's like, oh, you use up your fucking shit, and then it's fucking, you know, you need more bombs than you can carry in one life, which is fucking like, I don't know, that boss reminds me of the fucking the NES fucking Batman game, is a boss like that too, that one. I don't know, what's up with that? What's up with these fucking like wall bosses, fucking turret bosses? They're pretty shitty. But yeah, Mega Man 2, I mean, that's fucking classic. That's a classic one. And you know, again, I played through most of these fucking before multiple times. There's like three through six. I mean, three through six fucking kind of run together. At that point, I'm like, I know I played them, but I'm fucking like, I don't know. Like, I can fuck recognize like some of the bosses and all that. But yeah, just kind of like fucking. I couldn't like fucking, you know, I don't have like a hard fucking feeling, you know what I mean? Like fucking of three or fucking like three, four, five, six. It's just fucking, I don't know. Not a bad, I don't think of them like in a bad way or anything. They're all pretty fucking fun, but, yeah, so I started playing the third game and fucking, it's fucking, I realize this whole fucking discussion's probably pretty boring. Just listen to me fucking rattle off the shit and, you know, about fucking like sequels and all that, but whatever. It never stopped me before, so I mean, I'm gonna do it anyway. No, until somebody says otherwise. Podcast at currentfreepress.com. Let me know how fucking boring this is. But, But plus, what do you want with a fucking collection of games, and, you know, in the same fucking series that's just called, all the games are called Mega Man 1 through 6, you know what I mean? And, you know, they're all fucking structured pretty much the same way, and just, pretty much with, you know, different bosses and fucking a few little additions here and there. But, you know, I played through the third game, you know, I started up and fucking, it's like, I'm like, I recognize all, you know, all the fucking bosses almost immediately as fucking, you know, Gemini Man, fucking Top Man, fucking, the dumb one there, fucking Snake Man. Snake Man is fucking pretty bad. Fucking Hard Man. I mean, it might as well call him fucking Dick Man. I mean, where's fucking Balls Man? But, you know, I start playing and fucking, you know, it's like, oh, yeah. It's like fucking just get, it kind of clicks. Like fucking, oh, the state, you know, stages look familiar, but I don't really have them fucking memorized. And I'm still starting to get like that classic feeling. You know, I remember just fucking, you know, I fucking remember hard fucking Mega Man stages, especially fucking Hard Dick Man's fucking stage. And just, you know, you don't know what's coming really. Fucking just, you know, it can't, some of the shit can be fucking like tough, you know. It's fucking like, I don't really remember this so much. And just, I thought the fucking, the bosses in 3 too. I mean, fucking just like, man, these fucking bosses are pretty tough. I'm just, not only do I don't fucking memorize, but what order to go in, but, in fucking Mega Man 3, there's a lot of those fucking, the E-tanks you can collect. I mean, fuck, if the items you collect fucking on the stage, that just, they fill up your health. You know, you can just, like, items, you can just pause the game, go to the fucking, the E-tank, you fucking use it, and it fills up your, health all the way. Just, they were in 2, but I mean, just fucking, just like, I don't really need them. I mean, fucking maybe, fucking to get past, like something is fucking, like, I barely, like, you know, I wouldn't really, you don't really rely on them in 2, but just, here, it feels like the game's fucking, it's just, like, built around fucking using the fucking the E-tanks, you know what I mean? It's like, the bosses are so fucking, like, tough, and just, you know, even when you figure out, like, fucking, oh, what they're weak against and shit, I mean, they still have these fucking, like, crazy fucking attack patterns you have to fucking get used to, and just, you know, most of them are just, like, constantly fucking, like, you know, spewing out this shit, you know, projectile attacks do, like, a shit ton of damage, and they're fucking rushing you at the same time, and you know, that also is a fucking shit ton of fucking damage, you know? So it's like, you're always fucking, like, you know, dodging and fucking ducking and fucking sliding under shit and just fucking, like, it's just like, dude, it's so fucking, like, hard. It's like, even when I'm like, all right, yeah, I know what they're weak against, and I'm still, you know what I mean, I still have to fucking rely on fucking, like, E-tanks and shit or just get fucked up, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like, I need to use one or two here. It's just like, dude, I'm getting fucking wrecked. And it's just one of those things. It's like, fucking, it's like, the game just knows that you could fucking have them, you know what I mean? You could have these fucking items that fill up your health, so it's fucking, I'll make it, like, you know, twice as hard or whatever. Just fucking, it's like, you could fucking theoretically fucking grind for them and stock up on a bunch of the fucking, the tanks or whatever, and so I'll blow right through the fucking game or whatever. So, I mean, just for that reason alone, I mean, that's kind of why I'm more fucking partial to fucking, like, 1 and 2. It's like, that doesn't seem to be the case. So 1 didn't have, I don't think 1 had the fucking E-tanks at all, and fucking 2 was just like, it's a little bonus if you can fucking collect them, like, whatever. It just feels fucking just more relying on fucking, like, oh, yeah, you grab those, right, and fucking you don't want to use them, like, that type of shit. I'm just fucking like, I don't know. The 3's where they're adding all these fucking, like, systems, you know, all of the systems and fucking, like, metagame shit, almost like a, looking back, it's like a precursor to how, like, most fucking modern games, they have to, like, shoehorn, like, fucking, like, RPG elements into everything, you know what I mean? Here it's just fucking, like, forced replayability and fucking, like, optional grinding to make the game, like, fucking, like, you know, grind to make the game easier and fucking go back and replay levels and shit to get, like, whatever, the stock up on, like, the tanks and just fucking, like, I don't know, just, like, at that point, I don't know, it just kind of loses some of its purity, I think. I mean, it's obviously still, like, super fucking simple, you know, compared to, like, fucking newer games or, like, whatever, but, yeah, I just think it's fucking interesting to see that fucking that creep, you know, even back then, of just fucking, like, you know, add more shit to fucking, you know, justify the sequel to fucking, you know, make it new or whatever. It's just fucking, like, whatever, like playing, like, Call of Duty and whatever. you know, I was playing fucking Call of Duty, just being like, dude, what the fuck, what is the, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, what is this fucking, like, garbage I'm looking at? It's just like years and years, just fucking like piling more and more shit on it, and just fucking like, you know, Mega Man 3, I'm just fucking like, oh, what is this shit? Again, it is simple comparatively, but it's just fucking, it's definitely like longer too. I mean, you do the fucking 8 bosses thing, and then there's, and you go through like 4 stages after that, which are pretty much like remix stages, and you have to, you know, go through that, and you're fighting all the fucking bosses from Mega Man 2 again, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like randomly show up and fucking face them. I mean, which is cool, but then fucking it's like, oh yeah, that would have been cool to fucking do that, then like have like a ending stage. But no, you do those fucking, you know, 8 stages, 4 stages, and you go to fucking like, then fucking, you know, you do like the Dr. Wily's fucking castle that opens up, and I mean, it's good. I mean, 3's so good, it's just a little much compared to 1 and 2, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, you know, I had to play the fucking 3 over like, whatever, 2 or 3 fucking days, you know, as compared to like 1 and 2, where it's fucking like, I'm sitting down and fucking like, I can get through this, I can fucking beat it, you know what I mean? Blow through them in a fucking day. So, I don't know, fucking, that's Mega Man talk. I mean, for the 1 through 3, I'll do fucking 4. I'll give you guys a break, and plus, you know, I had to give myself a break after playing through fucking 3 of them in a fucking row. I'm just fucking, I gotta play something else. So, I stop there. I'll stop here too, and let you bask in that knowledge. Free Press Podcast. This is the special member berry edition, because I'm fucking, it is a weird week again. Fuck, I just rambled on about fucking rambled on about fucking Mega Man for fucking longer than I probably should have, but I don't give a shit. But go back to World War One, fucking Battlefield 1. And speaking of fiddling with the shit and fucking RPG elements, where maybe the fucking game doesn't really need fucking this grinding, you know, fucking grinding like RPG shit. So yeah, went back to fucking just, I'm like, you know, again, fucking just, what I feel like playing, fucking looking through. I'm like, yeah, play for some more fucking Battlefield 1. That is a good fucking game. Which is, counterproductive maybe to, adding shit, like new content to this, to the website. But, again, I'm not a fucking professional fucking journalist. I don't really give a shit. Fucking play what I want, you fucking cocksuckers. But yeah, I mean, playing fucking Battlefield 1, they did some updates and fucking tweaks to the balance of the guns and shit. Couldn't tell you what exactly, and I probably wouldn't. I'm not just gonna fucking read a list of 10% fucking longer range to whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna do that to you. But I will say, when I fucking started playing again, it just felt better in general somehow. And I also realize that I'm stuttering like worse than usual tonight. I don't know why. I do know why, because if we want to go back to the fucking work banter, is because I'm all fucked up. It's it's just fucking Black Friday fucking bullshit. My schedule gets all fucked up. So yeah, that's why. But I'm playing Battlefield 1. You know, this felt better in general. This was just know, the guns I was using is fucking like, I was fucking, these feel like tighter, like, you know, whatever. I feel like they're doing what they should be doing, as, you know, they're not as like fucking like wild or like whatever. Just seems like, you know, a little bit tighter. You know, when you hit somebody, you just fucking like whatever, like the damage you'd expect, I guess. And yeah, well, I wasn't flipping out as much as usual. I mean, again, it's a good game, but even fucking like whatever playing, I'm like, ah, this is fun, but fucking like, you know, you'll mow down like fucking like three people, then you fucking have like, you know, three or four like bullshit spawns in a row, or you're just getting like shot in the back or just like some bullshit, or you fucking, you know, empty a clip at a dude and fucking like miss him, or fucking like hit him a couple times and he kills you, fucking turns around and fucking like murders you in like one shot, and you get fucking like pissed. I don't know. But, I wasn't fucking losing my shit as much as fucking I was before, but maybe it was the patch or like whatever. Maybe I just needed a fucking like a break from it. I don't know. But yeah, just going back to it, I was having a lot of fun. I was having a good time with it anyway. Just you know, but you know, as I'm leveling up, I'm fucking, you know, unlocking guns and like equipment and shit, and just no, pretty apparent, just, you know, the more you play it, they just fucking give you, like, better and better shit to use, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, like the starting guns are fucking, you know, just fucking, they're fucking trash, pretty much, in, like, every way, I mean, compared to, like, what you unlock later on, or even, like, you know, the equipment, like, fucking, you know, if you're, when you're a medic, you start out with a little fucking bandage thing you can throw out, and it just heals one person like once, you know, you get, it heals them up, and then it fucking disappears, and you level up, and you fucking get like credits and like whatever, you level your class up, and you get this fucking like giant fucking crate that just fucking stays out like out in the open, just fucking, you know, anybody near it heals up, and just, you know, so why do you use the fucking bandages at that point? They're fucking completely useless. It's fucking just like, what you got just fucking made the older shit like pretty much like, you know, obsolete. Or you're unlocking guns and shit, and you look at fucking like the stats of them and shit, just fucking like, oh, that the higher tier ones you get later on, they're just fucking like all around fucking like better guns, you know what I mean? That it's not fucking like balanced really in any fucking way. It's just pretty much like, you know, play more, get better shit, you know. And I'm not a fan of that, to be honest with you. It's fucking, you know, to be fair, it's not like fucking, you know, it's not like you're the starting shit, you're fucking like helpless or anything like that. I mean, you can fucking still like, you know, do your shit, but It is definitely just fucking like giving an advantage to fucking, you know, people with more playtime, like more experience in the game, which I don't get. I mean, I don't get like why people like that. I mean, people seem to like that, and fucking, you know, people, the developers keep putting that in their games, are just fucking like, you know, oh, you know, but I played more, I should be rewarded for my fucking time investment, you know what I mean? Like that type of mentality is like, no, you fucking retard. You should be fucking, you play the game more, you should be better at the fucking game. You should know the fucking maps better than fucking like people who haven't fucking played as much. I mean, you don't need a fucking machine gun that's fucking, you know, more accurate, and it does fucking like 30% more damage too on top of that. Just fucking, I don't know. That's what's wrong with the fucking world today, really. Like fucking, you know, just distilled down into game design terms, I think. But I have fucking discovered shotguns. I decided to mess around with those. They're fucking awesome. They feel fucking incredible to use. I mean, they're, you know, sloppy and slow and shit. I mean, they're fucking, you know, but they're really fucking like powerful up close. You know what I mean? So it's super fucking satisfying. And you know, going clearing out a building and shit, the fucking shotgun in the game, so good. And just, you know, I avoided them for the most part, because most of a lot of the levels are so fucking like open and shit. I mean, and again, fucking like sniping is still like fucking like super, like that's like overpowered garbage, but which most people do, but I just figured, you know, I figured like most of these levels are so fucking open, you know, the fucking using the shotgun is going to be fucking useless, but yeah, if you know, playing like Conquest and just about any map, I mean, you know, the whole point of the game is like capturing these points, so you know, you can get near a fucking point that's usually, you know, and they're usually like, you know, a building or like whatever, a hill or fucking like trenches or whatever, and just, so, you know, you get near a point that's, you know, just get like indoors or like some kind of like close quarters fucking like cover. You can just fucking like go to town. It's just, you know, just a matter. It's just a matter of fucking putting yourself in a situation where you have an advantage with the shotgun. It's fucking great. You know, and people love, you know, when they're trying to capture a point or like whatever, they love throwing fucking like, you know, gas grenades and fucking smoke grenades in there. And, you know, they think they're fucking like cute because it's like fucking like, oh, everyone has to throw their gas mask on or whatever. But, you know, you're using a fucking shotgun and guess what? I mean, it doesn't matter. It's like, you know, you don't need to fucking like aim down sights or anything. You don't have to be fucking like accurate. You just have to be fucking like close and have the fucking guy like in the center of the screen, like fairly close. And you're gonna fuck shit up. So I'm starting to get to the point, and I've just been playing the game enough that I'm picking like classes and like loadouts and like equipment and all that shit, like, you know, based on like what level I'm playing. So I mean that's when I know, you know, that's when I know I fucking hit that tipping point where, you know, I've played enough. You know, I still get fucking furious and I fucking spawn in and fucking get sniped in like a second, like over and over again. It's just, I mean, that's fucking Battlefield, I guess. It's fucking, again, it is, I said it before, just fucking, just gotta get in the fucking, that mentality of it. There is gonna be some fucking cheap bullshit, but it's just like, whatever, again, the game's not really about fucking, oh, my KD and fucking, or even like winning, it's just a matter of fucking like getting in there and just fucking around, you know? That's the way I play it, anyway. I'm sure there's fucking people who go in with fucking squads of full, like, whatever, 32 fucking people, and just fucking, oh, Alpha Squad and Bravo Squad and fucking, like, you know what I mean? Not me, but... they added fucking hardcore mode, and they unlocked that. It's pretty fucking great, and I usually gravitate towards those fucking modes anyway. It's like the, you know, lower health, fucking less fucking clutter, and garbage fucking HUD, fucking no map modes like that shit. I like that shit and shooters for the most part, because, you know, I'm just so fucking hardcore, and I still suck at it. It's all, I'm not fucking like, oh, now I'm awesome because I'm in fucking like hardcore or whatever. Just fucking, it feels more fucking fair to me. If, you know what I mean? I'm just fucking like, it seems like there's less bullshit to fucking just, I don't know. For whatever reason, I'm just fucking, again, I hate having fucking, unless it's fucking Halo, I hate fucking having to dump like fucking a million shots into fucking somebody to kill them. like that's what Halo is fucking built around, that, but fucking, most other games are fucking like, this is bullshit. It's fucking like, just like, it shot that dude like fucking 100 times and he fucking, whatever, they turn around and fucking like, oh, I have the fucking sniper rifle, so, you know, no scope, bro, like that type of shit. But, just, you know, the major difference too is you can damage your teammates. There's friendly fire in there, and the icons don't show up for them. Like, you won't see, like there's not like fucking everybody's running around with fucking, like, you know, friendly fucking icon or enemy icon like above their heads or whatever. That shit won't show up right away. But if you like look at them, for a couple seconds, it will pop up. So you know. Because of that, and needless to say, I mean, it looks better, and I think it's way cooler. It's fucking like, I might have been kicked from lobbies a few times for friendly fire. I will say that. I mean, it happens in war. You know, but I just like that, the fact that makes shit even more fucking like chaotic. You know, just the only way to really do it to like not avoid just fucking murdering all your fucking teammates over and over again and getting kicked. I mean, you just have to like pay attention to what faction you're on and just, you know, what color camouflage they are and fucking like whatever, you know, what camouflage your team's wearing. And it's not like, again, it's not like fucking like if you're playing red versus blue or anything like that. It's, sometimes it's like fucking like, you know, my team's wearing fucking dark brown and the other team's wearing fucking like light brown or whatever, or like fucking like, you know, green or, you know, light green. So it is tough to fucking like fit, like see that difference a lot of the time, especially when it's fucking, again, it gets fucking like crazy when it's the map gets like foggy and shit, and it's fucking like you're running through like fog, and it's like everybody's just kind of like gray looking, and it's just fucking like, ah, man, I don't know, it's fucking, it's tough. It's like, do I or don't I fucking see somebody, and just fucking like, then you can turn that to your advantage and be like fucking like, oh, I'm just gonna run into this fucking group of people and, you know, stab a couple of them and like shit like that. It's pretty cool. You know, you get rush into a house and you're fucking spinning around. You fucking see somebody like crouch in a corner and just fucking like, ah, you're hesitating and it's fucking just like, ah, I don't know. And fucking sometimes you fucking fire a few rounds and fucking just, you know, see what happens. And just, you know, and plus you see, I've seen some fucking like funny shit or, a tank's fucking just barreling forward, just fucking runs into a fucking, you know, barrel, like, fucking demolishes somebody on his own team that's fucking riding, like, riding one of those little fucking, like, motorcycles with the fucking, you know, side cars, and the tank just fucking nails him, runs him right over, and the guy fucking just goes flying, just fucking, like, screaming and shit, fucking his own teammates. Pretty good, pretty funny. But, yeah, it's just like, yeah, I definitely fucking prefer fucking hardcore to the normal mode. Usually the case, again, I was saying, like, in fucking Modern Warfare and shit, just fucking, like, after fucking playing hardcore, there's no way you can go back to fucking normal with the fucking map and all that shit and the radar. Fuck that. Then there's some other mode called Fog of War, which, again, I didn't play it, but, what it looks like, it's all pistols, and this one map, I think it's all like in this forest that they make it like super foggy, and but it's a team deathmatch, first of all, which is fucking like, I don't know, and fuck, I remember fucking team deathmatch being fucking garbage and every battlefield I fucking played it in. And I try getting into one of the games just to check it out and fucking like, the concept sounds fucking awesome. I'd love it. Just fucking like running around with everybody, just pistols in a fucking forest. Like, that'd be awesome. But, get in the game, it's just fucking like, try spawning in, it's saying like all my shit, like all my classes, like everything's not allowed, like, you know, obviously your fucking, you know, your primary rifles and shit, your rifles, your equipment, like you can't use any of that. So I can like, oh, well, yeah, it's fucking pistols only, I get that, but it's like I couldn't figure out what I had to do to like just fucking like unequip like all my shit and fucking even spawn in and just fucking, it's just like, I'm not gonna fucking sit here and fuck with all these classes, you know what I mean, that I fucking like set up to play like Conquest, and I'm not gonna do that for fucking one mode, you know what I mean, then fucking like reset it for you know, whenever I switch back or something. It just seemed like a fucking pain in the ass. It's fucking like, I mean, I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it, you probably could just go to like something and just fucking pick like whatever. I think there are like multiple like custom slots in each thing you can probably do, but it's fucking like, I don't even know, like, how would you not equip like a primary? You know what I mean? Like, how would you just have a fucking pistol? Like, I couldn't figure it out. And fuck, I sat there for like 5 minutes, like trying to fuck with it. I'm like, dude, I don't know. I'm fucking whatever. Let's go back to fucking playing Conquest because I'm fucking lazy. So, I don't understand why they can't just fucking automatically like spawn in and just fucking everything's or whatever, like set that up for you. So it's fucking just like whatever. Everybody spawns in and fucking just like, you know, pick a pre-built class, you know what I mean, to fucking just give me the fucking pistols and that I can use. If it was like that, it would have been cool, but I just didn't want to fuck with it. So but yeah, that's Battlefield. I mean, again, I've been fucking playing it quite a bit, and it's fucking really fun. So just the more the shit they add on is actually getting better, so that's good. But in other news, breaking news here about games I didn't play this week, because, you know, that's always exciting, but it's just to talk about it. The big releases this week were Dishonored 2 and Watch Dogs 2, which are both kind of like in the same camp for me. Similar like feelings about both of them, and that they're sequels, the fucking games. I was pretty much fucking meh, you know what I mean. Fucking, I was like, I played fucking Dishonored and Watch Dogs 1, and just fucking like both of them are just kind of like, kind of like them, but fucking, I'm not like too hot on them. So I wasn't sure about fucking buying fucking either of them, you know. You know, first fucking Dishonored, you get all this fucking, when that came out, you get all this fucking, like, hype and shit, and all this critical praise, and fucking everybody loved the fucking, everybody loved the fucking world and all the fucking, you know, stealth options and all that. But then I played it and I thought it was pretty fucking boring. So, one of those games where there's all this shit to fucking, you know, notes and shit and like books to like pick up and like, you know, the shit to fucking read all of the levels. And, you know, if I'm going to play one of those things, like even like fucking in like Elder Scrolls and shit, just fucking like, oh yeah, there's all these, like, I'll check them out. I'll fucking pick them up. I'll read all the shit and fucking find out about, about the fucking, the world or whatever, fucking the history of the fucking, you know, the fictional fucking world I'm in. So it's fucking, I'll do that. And like in like Elder Scrolls, you do that. It's fucking, it's like rewarding. It's like, oh, that's pretty cool. It fucking makes, like, you know what I mean? Helps you see like the bigger picture of shit, or just like, you know, history of little fucking things, or just little like flavor pieces. I'm like, fucking, makes the game better. So I did that in fucking, Dishonored. And it's fucking, I'm like reading that. And plus that's like, there was like a lot of, again, like leading up to the game is a lot of like the, hype about that too. It was fucking like, oh, that's how they built this. These are their inspirations, and to build fucking like Dunwall, whatever the fuck it was. I'm like, oh, you know, I thought that sounded fucking, that sounded cool to me. But then, playing the game, it's fucking like, ah, they did like fucking like absolutely fucking like nothing with it. It's fucking, you know, you read about like all these fucking, you're reading about all these crazy places and, you know, fucking exotic places and fucking, you know, the history of fucking these other fucking places that you're not playing in. It's fucking, you know, just fucking like, you know, or they're using, you know, hunting whales, using fucking whale oil for fuel. And there's just, you know, this fucking long story about fucking like whaling and shit. And it's fucking, it's just like, oh, you know, so it's like, oh, there's a big theme here. And then it's fucking like in the game, it's fucking like, oh, you wind up in some like generic fucking like warehouse or some shit. And there's like a whale hanging from the fucking ceiling or something like that. It's just fine. It's like, all right. So, that's all you're going to do with all that. And just fucking like, no, it just felt like all the shit I was fucking picking up and reading is fucking like that all had like very little payoff to it. Like, no, it's just like you're reading the developers like design documents or something about, you know, it was like, oh, here's some flavored text that, you know, they'd fucking like look at before they made like the levels or whatever, but it had like nothing to do with the fucking game. And just, no, just scattered, took all that shit and like scattered it around the game. You know what I mean? Instead of like doing something with it, like making gameplay out of it, you know? It's like plus I hate the fucking art style in that game. One and looking at two is like pretty much the same. It's like, I just don't like, that's not pleasing to me. So yeah, so I was on the fence about Dishonored 2. And yeah, most of what I've heard about is just fucking like, oh yeah, it's like more Dishonored. So it's fucking like, all right, cool. So I'll just I can just skip it then, because I'm really not that interested. You know, the first Watch Dogs, I liked it. A lot of people didn't for whatever reason. I mean, I thought it was okay. It was kind of like a bland fucking open world game. But, you know, it was competent. It was okay for one of those. And I liked how, you know, it was kind of like darker and like grittier and fucking like more serious. And like, you know, towards the end especially, you know, it got really fucking like, you know, just, you know, dealing with like fucking like human fucking trafficking and like fucking like sex slaves and shit. And just fucking like, you know, your niece or whatever has fucking died. And just like, it's like, ah, it's kind of like, you know, it's actually not trying to be like, you know, Grand Theft Auto or like a Saints Row, like clone race. It's not just fucking like goofy, like that type of shit. So, I was looking for, it was like, ah, cool, to make like a second one and make, you know, make like a serious type of deal with this, you know, a serious fucking sequel, just going with all that shit, and maybe even like darker and shit and like more serious, like that'd be pretty cool. But then I'm hearing about fucking Watch Dogs 2 is all I've heard about it is fucking like, oh yeah, they fixed it this time, you know what I mean? It's fucking, people were complaining about fucking like, whatever, the main character always too like serious and fucking like mopey, and oh, the game is like so like dark and like whatever. So now they fixed it and it's all like colorful. It's fucking all cartoon fucking, you know, a cartoony, fucking colorful, lighthearted fucking hijinks and that shit, and just fucking, I'm just like, ah, oh, fuck that, dude. And it's just, maybe not for me then, you know what I mean? Like probably not. And it's fucking, then I'm looking at, like, the city and all that, and I'm looking at the fucking, you know, the San Francisco, fucking hipster millennial bullshit that's all through there. I'm just fucking like, dude, I'm like, I was thinking I could fucking tolerate that if, you know, if again, it was fucking like a darker fucking take on that. Like, it was like fucking like, oh, you know, like the fucking underbelly of all this fucking like hipster bullshit. But, yeah, again, just hearing people talk about it is fucking everything I hear is fucking like, you know, I just keep hearing all the characters are annoying, but you know, if you can look past that and fucking look at blah, 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 oh, is it so like fun and whatever, just like, dude, no, and I don't think I can fucking look past that shit. So, so I skipped that too. And just, you know, now I'm looking at shit coming out soon. It's fucking, yeah, it's looking kind of light. I mean, fucking, you know, off the top of my head, and Dead Rising 4 comes out, I think, early next month, which is fucking, that'll be fucking great. And just, other than that, I don't know, if just, you know, that's fine, though. I mean, I'll keep playing fucking Mega Man and fucking Battlefield and shit, and just, started playing, like, Resident Evil 5, just randomly, just, I don't know how fucking interesting this is gonna be for podcast material, but, when have I ever been fucking entertaining anyway, so whatever. I mean, I just do this for the fucking, the groupies and the chicks, so, whatever. But other than that, I played some Civilization VI, played some more of that, and I still have no fucking clue how to play the fucking game, like, effectively. You know, I've been playing for, like, fucking 20 hours. I've been fucking playing this goddamn game. It's just fucking, it's no change in, like, whatever. No change in how I approach it or, like, what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing. And that type of shit's kind of ridiculous if you fucking ask me. It's just fucking, like, you know, what do I know, I guess? I mean, fucking, not how to play fucking Civilization, apparently. You know, I keep fucking building these fucking cities. It's fucking, you know, again, I'm playing on fucking like easy and fucking like, oh, you know, recommend to build the city here. So it's okay, build the city and fucking, clearing out fucking barbarian fucking the bases and shit. It's like, okay, figure that out. Or, and I end up doing that fucking, then I'm clearing out all the bases, the barbarians near my fucking like city. And then fucking, you know, then I end up having to do it on, other countries fucking land because they, you know, they won't fucking do it. It's fucking like, you know, it's like, oh, well, it's like, why the fuck are the barbarians like fucking showing up, like attacking my city? And it's fucking like, oh, because there's fucking like a base, like fucking, you know, two like other fucking countries, whatever, like, you know, on the other side of the fucking continent where they're just like fucking completely ignoring, like, you know, all the other fucking AI, like, and just like going like right for me and like fucking everybody else near the fucking, you know, that the civilizations that are like close to them, like, aren't bothering to fucking clear them out. So why would they? They're not fucking bothering them. They're going right for me. So, you know, they ignore them and fucking harass me, cause, you know, cause that's fucking fair. You know what I mean? I just keep fucking, they just keep getting fucking pissed at me for no fucking reason to. So then all these fucking like cities and the, you know, whatever, three fucking four cities, and they're all just like stuck in these fucking like dozen turn long fucking like build queues. So I have nothing to do but fucking like wait and wait and fucking next turn wait. And then eventually somebody fucking attacks me, and it's a fucking mess because they have to fucking, it's like, all right, now I have to fucking stop even waiting for that, and I have to fucking build an army and fucking, you know, spend gold to fucking like get some, you know what I mean, get more fucking soldiers real quick and just fucking try to defend myself. Then I fucking lose for some reason. The game doesn't even fucking make clear. It's just fucking like, oh, game over. Your civilization ended. It's like, okay, cool, I guess. Fucking civilization, fucking, I don't know. Fuck fucking civilization, but I keep fucking playing it for whatever reason. It's fine. It is one of those games. Just fucking like, I'm fucking tired. I fucking don't want to quite go to sleep yet. And I'll throw it on. Fucking click, and just I think they had an update where now they'll show you like recommendations for pretty much everything. I'm just fucking like, you know, what to research. Which they didn't have that before. I mean, I thought that was fucking weird. You know what I mean? It's fucking just like, oh, here's like fucking like eight fucking things you can research. It's like, okay, so which ones, like, which shows you like, you know, what you'll unlock, but it's fucking like, well, I just don't like know. Like, you know what I mean? Fucking, it's like, you'd open up a tree and look at that, this fucking like giant tree of like where it's gonna like progress, but it's fucking just like, dude, I have to like do that every time. Just fuck, you know what I mean? It's, I don't know. It's like, why don't you just fucking recommend me something and just, Yeah, I was like on my third game or so. Again, I'm playing on fucking easy. I'm just, I'm trying to go almost like I'm playing. I'm still like trying, doing my fucking damnedest to fucking learn what the fuck this all this shit is. I'm trying to go like almost completely on fucking like automatic fucking, tell me what to do fucking mode of just fucking, cities, fucking research, fucking upgrades, build, everything. Like, what, tell me, like, recommend me something, I'll fucking do it and just, see what the fuck, like, where it leads, you know what I mean? Everything they fucking recommend. And at that point, like, it's like, why am I even fucking bothering to fucking play this fucking game? I mean, I'm almost like fucking doing the fucking busy work of just like another AI, you know what I mean? I'm playing like the AI, the AI is telling me what to fucking do, but, it does really, but even doing that, it really breaks down like in those games, like just how much you're working, you're working like fucking like ass backwards, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, you have these fucking, win conditions you're trying to hit, fucking it's like whatever, like, oh, how do I get a science victory? Oh, we need this, this, and this. Well, how do I get like a domination victory? You need this, this, and this, you know what I mean? So it's fucking like, what you're going for, like all that fucking pretty much determines like what technologies you're going to go for, where to focus like all your shit, like towards like building. It's all fucking, it feels real fucking like robotic, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, even if I did, like, if I fucking knew, if I sat there and, like, memorized, like, all these fucking, like, ridiculous fucking rules and fucking skill trees and all that, you know what I mean? Fucking just be like, okay, well, now I have to just, again, just play like a fucking AI, play like a fucking robot. So it's like, well, why? I don't know. And again, even then, I'm fucking following all these steps they're telling me to do, and then I fucking look at the scoreboard, and it's fucking like I'm losing because, you know what I mean? I'm fucking losing on score and, like, all these fucking victories because, like, I don't know. I mean, fucking, I don't know. I just don't get it, you know? It's fucking just still, again, fucking 20 fucking hours in. So there you go. That's civilization. Again, it's like, I don't know. Like, it's just fucking like I keep playing it, but I just want to, like, again, I don't know how long I'll keep playing it. I'm just not getting very much out of it, other than fucking, I don't know, pretty much that sums up fucking Civilization 6. There's my review right now. I don't know. So I mentioned before, I started playing Resident Evil 5 randomly, just to shake off this fucking streak of games going on that's been pissing me off to various degrees of again, just fucking just randomly, just fucking, just not playing games, just fucking like, what the fuck, of, just making me fucking mad. So, so I'm like, Resident Evil 5, I know, fucking, it's a pretty good game, fucking, and, stop playing it. And even that's not really grabbing me. I mean, I played fucking, played Resident Evil 4 not too long ago, and that game is fucking fantastic. I mean, it's a fucking absolute fucking timeless classic. Played like a year ago or so, a year or two, and just fucking like, it's still really amazing. But I hadn't touched fucking 5 since it came out, and but I remember playing it when it came out, and I remember fucking really fucking liking it and playing the fuck out of it. So I started playing it, and it's fucking like, it's got some fucking like issues like right away. I mean, it's the game's like definitely fucking designed for like co-op, and so you're playing it by yourself. If you're playing it by yourself like I am, it's, it's not really balanced for that. I mean, it's playable, but it's fucking just like it suffers for it, You always have a fucking AI partner that's with you, and you're sharing your ammo and fucking health and all that shit, and you have to like juggle your inventory and fucking juggle like her inventory and yours, and like, every item and fucking gold pile you pick up, it's always like fucking, it's like, oh, I can pick it up, but you have to decide whether you get it yourself or you have her do it. It's just, I don't know, it feels kind of like clumsy, you know what I mean? I always didn't even give you like the option for that shit. It was like, whatever, if you're gonna do like an AI with you constantly, they could just fucking put her just doing her own thing, you know what I mean? Fucking build it in like you didn't be playing like whatever, you know what I mean? If you have to do that, just fucking just have it like automatic mode, not like you can't fuck with her, like she just like does her own thing, like she's not gonna fucking pick up your ammo or any of that bullshit. But and she's not bad as far as fucking AI goes. But it's just like that extra layer of fucking bullshit you have to deal with, like, at all times, you know what I mean? Of dealing with that garbage. It's like, you know, you go up to a door to leave an area, and you have to wait for her to fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, wait, you know, you need like the two people to open it or whatever. But, you have to wait for her to fucking run up and get to it before you progress, or, you know, you're splitting up and you're protecting her, or she gets in the fucking way sometimes, you know. You know, it's just a little doorway you're trying to get through, and it's like, she's right there. You bump into her. Even doing that once, I mean, that fucking drives me nuts. One time of that shit's fucking one too many times. It's fucking like you're just in my way, like, you know what I mean? And it just feels like you know, the game just feels like lighter. It's fucking, you know, designed to fucking kind of, again, grind for fucking gold and fucking upgrades and that type of shit. I mean, that's like the co-op problem, really. I mean, they usually like fucking Borderlands or fucking Diablo or something like that. I mean, you're not meant to be fucking paying too close attention while you're playing. It's just kind of like, oh, here's mindless shit to do. You know, fucking just do this garbage and fucking get loot and, I've heard people call those podcast games, like, you know, they're meant to be played while you're talking to somebody, like, you know, you're playing co-op and just like shooting the shit with somebody, and you're just going and fucking doing whatever, and you're both fucking like, you know, oh, I fucking whatever, I got this loot, and I'm fucking like, oh, whatever, and just fucking, yeah, not necessarily talking about the game even, just fucking, you can. So you're playing it by yourself, you zone out and fucking listen to a fucking like podcast or whatever, and just fucking like mindlessly go and fucking like hit buttons, like that type of deal. And if you're listening to this while you're playing a fucking game, just please stop, shut the podcast off, and fucking shut the game off, and go find a better fucking game to play. Resident Evil 5, though, it's not bad. It's just not drawing me in, like, fucking, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, like Resident Evil 4 did. I mean, not even close, like, at all. I know that's a fucking, like, high bar. It's like, oh, it's not as good as fucking Resident Evil 4. Like, yeah, no shit. But again, I remember playing it, at first, when it first came out, and fucking, I'm like, oh, yeah, they're about the same, you know what I mean? Fucking, But I'm like, ah, it's pretty close between 4 and 5. I mean, they're all kind of, both kind of the same, but fucking, like, whatever. But, playing it now, it doesn't seem to be the case. I mean, fucking, which makes me curious about, I'm only, like, a couple hours into it. I'm going to keep playing it anyway. It's not bad. It's like, I thought it was fucking, like, a lot better than it was. It didn't fucking hold up nearly as good as fucking 4. But, that makes me curious about fucking, like, 6, which, Resident Evil 6, I mean, I like that game when it fucking came out, but fucking everybody else hated it, and fucking they shit on it, and it's fucking like, I wonder, again, just how does that hold up now compared to fucking both of them, like 4 and 5, you know? And so I just wonder how I'll feel about that one now if I replay it, which I probably will eventually. But, the one good thing about, well, again, I'm not to shit on the game, it's not terrible, but, one good thing about fucking, again, playing on like PC, and it just came like, oh, here's like fucking a bunch of extra fucking garbage, like whatever. But, you know, one of like they give you like extra costumes. So fucking, your partner there, the chick fucking Shiva, you can dress her like a fucking librarian. And, Chris, he's the fucking, he's got an outfit like the Ultimate Warriors, the wrestlers there. I think that's the fucking the Road Warriors. Not the Ultimate Warrior. I'm pretty sure they were like a tag team fucking team or whatever. They had fucking like red and black fucking like football fucking shoulder pads with fucking spikes coming off them and shit. And fucking those dudes. Anyway, it's you have like a costume like that in the fucking game. It's really fucking funny just because, you know, really dumb and fucking great. So that's good. But, Mafia 3 news. I'll talk about that one too. I deleted fucking Mafia 3 off my hard drive. Again, this hasn't been the best week for fucking gaming or in general for me, but it's fucking just like, dude, I'm looking at my games I had installed, and I was like, oh, what do I have fucking installed? You know, what can I finish and fucking, you know, maybe put a review up or whatever. You know, and I look at the fucking icon for fucking Mafia. Fucking, I've done that like a dozen times. Like, oh, I could play that. And then I'm fucking, I was like, I don't want to play that anymore. Like, fucking, I'm all set. This is such a fucking, like, super fucking repetitive game that's fucking way too long. You know, I've been playing again. Yeah, I've been playing it for like 15, 20 hours or so. And just, I get to the point where it's like, you know, stage one of that game is like, you know, you're taking down these little fucking crime bosses, but like, you know, infiltrate their safe houses and fucking, you know, sneaking around, fucking, you know, killing fucking whatever their henchmen and then fucking getting to them and like trying to get them to work for you or whatever. You do that, fucking whatever, then you go to, like, the next stage, and fucking it's like, oh, I do a bunch of the same shit, and it's fucking, you know, to like, the next tier of fucking, like, bosses, it's like, alright, and then fucking, oh, what fucking broke it for me is fucking, like, alright, so we do, like, that middle tier, and then it's fucking, like, oh, fine, well, now all that's done, so they'll probably do, like, some bigger, like, fucking whatever, get back to, like, doing, like, the set pieces, or, like, you know, the bigger fucking, like, unique missions, and I get to like the, you know, the top tier guys, and it's fucking like, oh yeah, just go do a bunch of the same fucking missions, basically fucking just do all that shit over and over again. It's like, yeah, I'm all fucking set, and like, I don't know, it's fucking just, it's too long looking at that fucking icon. I'll just delete it and fucking whatever, I'm done. Great soundtrack anyway, I will say that, but I'm like, fucking what I did put up on the site though, gruntfreepress.com, which you should go and check out. I put up Conan O'Brien's Clueless Gamers segment about Final Fantasy 15. And, you know, you may be asking, you know, why would you do that? Isn't that a little mainstream? It's like, well, what, you fucking selling out, bro? Going mainstream, huh? You know, what is this, fucking IGN, you fucking poser? To that, I mean, go fuck yourself as usual. I mean, I've been a fucking Conan fan for fucking forever. I mean, fuck yeah, I remember watching his fucking first show, fucking when that first aired on fucking like NBC or whatever. I remember like staying up to watch it and going to New York to fucking see him tape his show live a few times when he was still in fucking New York. And most of those fucking the Clueless Gamer clips that I've seen, I mean, they're really fucking funny. And this one in fucking particular is a fucking, dude, I fucking hate fucking Final Fantasy. The game fucking 15 looks so gay. So it's funny just seeing him play. He's playing with fucking Elijah Wood, or, you know, Elijah Wood's pretty much playing anyway. He's basically just fucking like tearing it apart, and it's fucking, the game looks really fucking dumb, and just seeing them, like, you know, as you know, Conan is fucking really a gamer, obviously, but just like seeing like his like outside take on it, and he's fucking just, you know, saying a lot of the shit I fucking look at it and I say about it, just fucking, it's pretty much like, you know, just his little lines, like, fucking why would anybody fucking play this, and it's fucking, you know, you guys are fucking killing people's time and shit. It's just, but I thought it was really fucking funny. I watched that. I didn't fucking laugh that hard in a long fucking time, so I threw it up on the site because fuck you, that's why. Check it out. Gruntfreepress.com is the website. You can email any questions or concerns, and maybe I'll fucking just throw it in the fucking dumpster. I don't know. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email. That's about it. Go play Battlefield on hardcore, you fucking pussies. Up with that.